What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm here at the Browns practice facility in Berea with your game preview for the Browns and the Raiders. Both of these teams entering at 1-1, both coming off of big wins. The Browns, of course, over the Titans, and the Raiders at home over the Baltimore Ravens. So thanks for that, Raiders. But not this week, not when they come to Cleveland. Josh McCown, the starter, what do you want to see from him?
Efficiency, really. I just want to see him move the chains. I want to see a great combination of run and pass. I want to see the pass come off the successful run attempts that we'll make with Isaiah Crowell or Duke Johnson. And I think delivering the football accurately and being the, I hate to say it, game manager that we all expect Josh McCown to be, but take those shots down the field. Now that we have Josh McCown back, I'd still like to see some of those chunk or explosive type plays, maybe to Travis Benjamin.
Maybe. He's had already 3 touchdown catches of more than 50 yards, 4 total touchdowns of more than 50 yards. First time since Jim Brown in 1963. All right, what's the key to victory on defense? Going against a team that's pretty explosive. Derek Carr, a quarterback, coming off of a career high over 350 yards passing. Amari Cooper had 100 yards. So did Michael Crabtree last week. And they've got Latavius Murray. Pretty good young offense.
It definitely is. And I thought after a week one performance that the defense was not proud of, they come out excited and set the tone early on disrupting Marcus Mariota, a rookie quarterback in the National Football League. And I think that same tone needs to be set by this defense and their ability to affect Derek Carr so that he's not able to deliver the football to Amari Cooper, to, you know, Michael Crabtree, to Michael Rivera, who had, you know, the career high receiving yards last year yep. against the Cleveland Browns. So our ability to affect the passer, knock him around, have him feel beat up and battered after this football game.
How do you feel about the offensive line, the matchup against Alden Smith, Khalil Mack, and that defensive front of the Raiders?
I think these guys are up for the challenge, and I know that, you know, Joe Thomas is an 8-time Pro Bowler, talked about Khalil Mack, you know, as if he's going to be
terms.
A great defender for many years to come. So he's getting mentally ready, and I think the combination of Alden Smith, Khalil Mack, and the combination in this Jack Del Rio, Ken Horton defense is going to be really, really cool for the Cleveland Browns to go out and play well and run the football, but protect Josh McCown.
All right, we know Kaywan Williams is out this game with concussion. Pierre Desir will step into that lineup. And now when he comes in as the third corner, Tremont Williams is going to slide into the slot. What's the impact of this?
It's going to be tough. And I think for a lot of cases, Desir is going to have to, you know, step his game up, having taken practice reps this week. What are we going to do defensive game plan wise? Is Hayden going to follow Amari Cooper? You know, is it going to be Desir on Crabtree? We don't know. We'll have to wait and find out.
We will find that out on Sunday. It is the Browns and the Raiders, 2 1-on-1 teams doing battle. Remember, the Browns got the best of them last year at First Energy Stadium. Dog Pound, get out there and be loud again and help the Browns get to 2-1 on this young season and 2-0 at home. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for watching our game preview here on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.